Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
JohnReap.com is the website to see John Reap all around the country. He's got dates everywhere, but if you're in the Omaha area tonight and tomorrow, he's here to one show tonight and two shows tomorrow at the Omaha Funny Bone. He also joined us on the pod. The show today, you can pick it up on the podcast in case you missed that. He's always fun. And you're in Salina, Kansas tonight. Nick will be there performing with the Manker.
Yes, I'll be at the Paramount in Salina tonight and Bailey's Local in Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow night.
Next week, Valerie Bertinelli going to phone the program.
Also, we're talking to Jay Moore.
Jay Moore, all right.
Yeah.
And Monday we have a day off because of Martin Luther King Day, but there'll be a best of that day. Nick will lick his wounds Monday morning when either one of two things happens. The Chiefs lose, or Mahomes goes down with a bad knee injury.
No.
Could be both.
Yeah. Ah, thanks.
It won't be the one. You're going to win the game.
Unless you don't. Right.
That's comforting.
Just a last hurrah for Ben. Yeah, he made the playoffs. That was cool.
Don't stand a chance.
Yeah. Was on this date in 1973. Miami Dolphins defeated the Washington Redskins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, completing the only undefeated season in NFL history.
Yeah, if you're too young, a lot of you are. Believe it or not, the Dolphins were like one of the hated teams in the NFL. I hated them. They won all the time back then. They won, and they won every year.
Don Shula.
I hated the Dolphins.
So they ultimately go 17-0?
They had 14 regular season games.
14 then. And then three okay. In the playoffs?
Yeah, they were 17-0, right?
Yeah, they had to win the division game, championship game, Super Bowl.
That was it, right.
Yeah. It is crazy they're the only team to ever do that.
And you're right, and people say that the Patriot fans.
Sit down, Patriot fans.
You're wrong.
We have to win the last game.
You got to win the last game.
In order to be undefeated.
We know jackass Patriot fan that still says it was an undefeated season. No, it wasn't. It was not an undefeated season.
The regular season.
Yeah. This might stand for a long, long time.
I don't think it happens again.
No, it's too hard.
I mean, maybe again, but
you
not,
might be right.
I don't think it's going to happen.
There's
long.
Too much parity,
and the season's longer.
Too much parity, but he's really good.
Yeah, more games now.
Yeah, you got to win 20.
I think they're more and more of a level playing field in the NFL.
You got to win 20 games in a row.
Yeah, and I think the 20 games in a row situation it will cause guys like your guys. You sat your guy the second half, and the Lions beat him.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're that good, you're going to run up against a situation where at the end of the season, you're locked up with nothing to play for.
Right.
Sit your guys down.
Zendaya is honoring music legend Ronnie Spector, who passed away this week. She took to Instagram to post a heartfelt tribute, who she will be playing in an upcoming biopic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. So
biopic.
Whichever. Apparently, Ronnie personally selected her to star as her the film.
I can see that.
Have you seen the photos of Jonah Hill getting ready to play Jerry Garcia?
Perfect.
No.
It's striking much he looks like Jerry Garcia.
I can't wait to see that movie. That'll be fun.
And donations pouring into the charity that Bob Saget was a board member.
You have to buff up for that role?
Nope.
No.
He
was the appropriate.
He had to work out less, actually.
Yeah, he was about the appropriate size.
Yeah.
Jerry wasn't a big guy back in the day.
He was never skinny, but you're right. He wasn't big, right? Yeah.
Not as big as he was towards the end of his life.
No, not at all. Actually, he was kind of skinny in the 60s, if you look at those old photos.
He just gradually bloated.
Yeah.
As dudes sometimes do.
I don't think he was a workout king.
Well, the cocaine makes you skinny at first, and then it bloats you later on. Look at me.
The executive director for Scleroderma Research Foundation says that donations are pouring in thanks to Bob Saget. There was a $1.5 million grant following his passing.
There was something sad happened in the office the other day. Our promotions woman got tickets in the mail. We were going to give away seats to see Bob Saget in Sioux City at the Hard Rock in March. And she got a whole,
a fistful of them.
Envelope full of tickets to see Bob Saget. And that was really sad.
On Tuesday,
right.
2 days later.
Right.
Prince Andrew's military titles and royal patronage are being taken away by the Queen. She pretty much had to. She was asked to do this by the military.
Yeah, is he going to go to jail?
He's got a few options.
Right now it's a civil lawsuit he's dealing with.
That's right.
But he doesn't have many good options. The best one for him is to probably settle. This chick already settled with, I think she settled for $500,000 back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Filed a civil suit against Epstein and won that. And she'll probably win a civil suit against him.
Right. He couldn't have sex with her because he couldn't sweat.
Yeah, that's right.
That's quite the defense.
And before you send me a photo of Epstein with Clinton, I'll send you one with him and Trump. And you know what? We'll trade. Have them both go away.
Back and forth and back and forth.
Let's have them both go away.
Yeah, at this point, isn't Andrew's best? Just settle the lawsuit and just quietly fade away.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the royal family's distancing themselves.
Yeah.
This dude. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably got a stash of money somewhere. Just fade away and be quiet the rest of your life. Live on your money. Be happy.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Send him to the worst castle?
Right.
He has been stripped of his title.
Yeah.
His Royal Highness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's still Prince.
Hey, he doesn't have any titles or anything.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, well, we just called him Prince, didn't we? Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of a title that is.
That's because we don't know what his actual last name is.
Yeah, we don't know.
He's not Andrew Smith now or something.
That might be a Windsor or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I should just call him Andrew. He's been stripped of the Prince.
What is the Royals' last? What is their last name?
Well, it's a House of Windsor, so I don't know what was the king. Well, not the king, Prince Philip's last name was what?
Mountbatten.
Yeah, they were German, right?
Was it?
Yeah, they were German.
Like, what's Prince Charles? Like, what's his last name?
I forget.
It's a great
They've
question.
They've got like 18 of them. Question.
I figured that was something I was going to say, and everybody'd be like, you idiot? Like,
there's plenty of those things. We do say you idiot, but it's not this one. No, but there's
titles,
give me a
second.
Names.
We're all idiots when it comes to that.
Right.
He's disappointed. He's not going to be called your Royal Highness anymore.
No.
Oh, that's so dumb.
He probably is.
It is. This says here the official last name is Windsor.
What is Windsor? Okay. House of Windsor. I get it.
Yeah. Decreed by King George V in 1917.
Like you live in the House of Pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
The rest of us are jealous.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Should see the family crest.
Yeah. You got a barn in the back.
Los Angeles police say Kanye, well, formerly Kanye, now just Ye.
Ye. Oh, God.
I thought it was Ye.
I think it's Ye.
Ye.
Why do we fall for this crap?
I don't know. Is a named suspect in an incident that happened early Thursday morning. He's accused of punching a fan who asked for his autograph. He'd left the scene when police arrived. No arrests have yet been made. They are investigating this as a misdemeanor battery that would carry a maximum of 6 months behind bars. It probably won't get to that point. He went on Instagram last night and with an all-caps post that read, "My life was never easy."
Shut up. Go away.
There's video of this, of the aftermath where his cousin is trying to calm him down, and Kanye's just not having it. Said something about people not understanding, don't take photos, that bit, and, one guy said that he understands, so Kanye punched him. couple times. Once in the head, once in the neck.
People are so sick of his crap that they don't even suggest that he get some help. Because he obviously needs some help.
Right.
He does.
You pay hangers-on that don't offer that, don't want that.
You can't neck punch a fan.
No. For an autograph?
Well, punch him anywhere.
Yeah. Sign the damn autograph.
Was that better than an autograph?
Getting punched by him?
Yeah.
Well, in the courts it will be, right?
Sure.
Right.
Worth more. Yeah. In the long run,
that's why I stopped punching people when they asked me for that.
You could get his signature on some legal papers.
A new survey says that most couples turn on the television when their partners are not around.
Well, yeah.
New survey conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Ring asked 2,000 married homeowners what they do when their spouse is gone. About 2/3 say they binge TV shows or movies that their partner doesn't like.
And 1/3 masturbates.
Yeah. Yep. About 1/3 masturbate and admit to making food.
It's too low. It's
about 1/3 admit to making food their partner isn't fond of when they're gone.
I bust out the chorizo. Because Christy's disgusted by chorizo.
She's wrong.
You just have her not eat it then. I mean, I'm allowed to eat food my wife doesn't like, but I'm allowed to eat it in the house. She just doesn't eat it.
Well, some people want to make it and eat it without hearing about it.
Okay.
Yeah, smelling it.
All that.
Does she not like it, or does she not like for you to have it because it's not good for you?
Oh, I think she doesn't like it.
It ain't the second.
There's not any like guilt about, you shouldn't be eating it.
No.
Not when she's handing me a fifth vodka.
Greasy and disgusting, and she doesn't want to look at it even in the fridge.
Oh, wow.
What is it, like a raw pig laying in there? That chorizo is fine.
That's kind of a be an adult situation,
right,
isn't it?
That's my opinion.
Right.
You need your own fridge.
Obviously.
He shot it.
Yep. They cower. They cower from him.
He's not allowed to have his own.
He's
tried
on the list.
That. He tried that.
Yeah.
The authorities don't allow Todd to own a fridge.
Yeah. His picture's posted at the front door of every appliance store in the land.
Don't let this guy in.
Wanted.
Jonathan the tortoise is now the oldest tortoise ever.
Like, that survey is sad, though, because it's like people have to wait until their spouses are gone and be like, now I can do what I like.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll do that. You know, if I'm home alone, I'll watch a movie that nobody else wants to watch. That's
I'll stop on the mafia stuff and all that crime stuff when she's gone, because if I stop on that in the living room, she can't watch that.
Yeah.
It's bloody faces and... You know, and I like the crime.
You know, some big
stuff.
Dumb action movie. You know that my wife would never like, but whatever. I'll turn on and watch it when they're not around.
I feel like a pansy. So I'll turn on like Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah,
or porn.
That's fine.
I'll watch porn when they're not around too. You know?
On the big screen,
as opposed to when they are.
The whole family doesn't like to watch porn sometimes. You know, she's not into it. You know,
you actually put it on a big screen.
No, I don't.
Oh
no, because then you got to pay. I don't know how to do that with my phone and. And you, if you
then he's got to pull all the blinds in that room and put down a drop cloth.
Does your smart TV have a web browser? A lot of them do.
Yeah.
But then you get into the whole covering your tracks if somebody else goes to use it.
Mm-hmm.
All those videos aren't popping up.
Exactly.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jonathan the tortoise, now the oldest tortoise ever. Guinness World Records awarded the record to Jonathan, who is believed to be at least 190.
Well, your turtle's going to outlive your family there, Nick.
He was at least 50 when he arrived on St. Helena Island in the Atlantic Ocean in 1882.
He's 190.
This is his second world record. He also holds the record for the world's oldest living land animal.
That dude's seen some stuff, man. Right.
Well, he hadn't seen stuff in a while. He's blind and can't smell, but he's in good spirits. I don't know how they know that.
Yeah. They don't know that.
How do they tell?
I guess because he keeps eating.
No, the good spirits part.
But he wakes up.
Yeah, I imagine that's because he keeps eating.
Okay. He wakes up every day thinking, are you kidding me?
You assume he wakes up.
Again?
He's blind.
Right.
Well, he knows he woke up.
Well, he woke up. He just didn't open his eyes.
Some scientist has had him in the Deadpool for 50 years.
Never pick turtles in the Deadpool, man.
And he's in good spirits.
190. That turtle saw a lot. All it saw was like the sand in front of its face for 150 years.
Yeah, but he got a really good look at each grain as he's slowly going over it.
Is there anything like living and breathing that lives longer?
I always thought it was sea turtles myself, and that's it, right?
Well, this is a record for animal.
That's the record.
I thought it was
record
for
land animal.
For the turtle or the land animal.
No, he said both.
I think it's both, yeah.
Whatever it was I said, I meant it.
Well, I believe it.
Let's see.
190.
Oldest tortoise and oldest living land animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be miserable.
I know.
Where does he live?
Kill me. That's all it says.
Now.
Kill me.
In some sort of
St. Helena
preserve.
I'm island in the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm a blind, deaf turtle. Kill me.
According to this, there's a species of edible clam in the sea that can live to more than 400 years.
Whoa! Yeah.
One lived to 507, and that is the Guinness World Record for the oldest animal in the world.
That's a quahog.
Yeah.
It just lives there in the bottom of the ocean alive.
Yeah.
For 500 years.
How do they know it's that old? They must have tagged it.
But he's in good spirits, right?
Yeah.
Tagging it in the 1600s? Happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Edible clam.
That's weird.
Yeah, because at age 478.
Did you shake your head because your push said happy as a clam? You're right. That's not even worthy of Friday joke. We had 4 minutes left, and you had to do that.
I love getting Craig like that.
Craig pushed his mic away.
You're lucky. You're lucky Craig's not packing. Because you're dead, man.
It was teed up. It was right there. He's in good spirits. Well, yeah, happy as a clam.
Some shots should not be taken.
There's a fictional town on TV named after him.
Yeah. I never knew that's what it came from.
What's it? Clam Town?
Quahog.
Quahog. Where the Family Guy's set.
Yeah.
Where the bearded clam is.
Where the Griffins live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
Drunken Clam.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah.
The bearded clam is another bar.
Amari Cooper being fined after breaking COVID protocol. ESPN reports that the unvaccinated Cooper had to be fined almost $15,000 for attending a Dallas Mavericks game last week and not wearing a mask. He sat courtside, and that violates the protocols.
Oh, he's an idiot, too.
Unvaccinated NFL players can attend a sporting event, but they have to sit in a suite with a mask, and they cannot be surrounded by more than 10 people. Cooper has missed a couple of games this season after testing positive back in November.
They showed during the – because Kelsey went to – where do you go to college?
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah, he was at the
Mahomes and by the way, did you see that picture? Mahomes is sitting there with his wife, and my wife made this point. He's like looking ahead, and his wife's just like the whole time. And he had that husband face like, shut the hell up. And we know what she sounds like.
It's like he's trying to drown out like an opposing crowd.
Right.
When are you going to buy me a WNBA team? I sure like the WNBA team. It's working pretty well.
I was surprised.
Really good with the soccer team.
But they were in the crowd. They were in a suite. They were in a suite, and he was sitting separately from people. His mask was down a few times, but whatever.
I was more surprised they were there on a weekday, in a game week. I don't know how they.
I wondered that too.
It was in Dallas.
Private jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know like travel's not an issue, but also like, what are you leaving practice early? So
right.
I don't know. I mean, good for them.
Puss might be back Tuesday. We'll be here for sure. If Craig had his way, when he said happy as a clam, Craig pushed his mic away and said, I'm out.
We're going to have a meeting over that clam joke.
John Reap, Funny Bone, one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, johnreap.com. Want to go see John someplace else besides Omaha in case you live somewhere else, and a lot of you do. Download the podcast in case you missed that. Nick, Salina, Kansas tonight.
Yes, Paramount in Salina tonight and Bailey's Local in Eagle, Nebraska tomorrow night.
We have a Monday off. There'll be a best of. Martin Luther King Day will be Monday. That's why we're having the day off. But, hope your team loses this weekend.
get your vaccine.
Except for Todd's, because his doesn't play.
Yeah, if you haven't
oh,
already.
Oh, yours doesn't play either.
And no. If you don't want to get your vaccine, what? Drink your whiz.
Yep.
Drink a lot of it, kerosene chaser,
yep.
And then follow it up with a little car exhaust.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That cures you right away.
At least 8 or 9 lungfuls of car exhaust, and you'll be fine.
You're the reason where we're at.
Yeah.
See you Tuesday live, back Monday with the best of. Have a great one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.